Dylan Sampson caught a screen pass and turned it into 43 yards on Saturday in Chicago, and on a night the Browns lost 34-10, that play was one of Cleveland's few bright spots, per Brian DeGuano's recap at clevelandbrowns.com. Earlier in the week, the ledger was more mixed. At Tuesday's Day 12 practice, linebacker Easton Mascarenhas Arnold blew up a Sampson sweep in an 11-on-11 period, also per DeGuano. That split, a big play through the air, a run stopped on the ground, is almost a perfect miniature of the June preview. The argument then? Sampson's rookie year produced more receiving yards than rushing yards, a rare shape for a back, built on catching 33 of his 40 targets. We said the hands were real, and everything else was a depth chart. Quinshon Judkins is the clear lead back, Sampson's job is passing downs, and his ceiling lives one injury report away. We also noted the coaching tailwind. Todd Monken built his reputation on offenses that throw to running backs, so a back who catches 4 of every 5 balls thrown his way landed in the right building. This week, fed that red on both ends. The screen is exactly the play his role is made of, a designed touch in space from a passing down, and it worked at explosive scale in a real game, under the new staff, while almost nothing else did. And the stuffed sweep is a one-play reminder of why the rushing half of his profile isn't the case and never was. Meanwhile, Judkins is back for his first full camp since the leg injury, which keeps the lead back ceiling capped exactly as June expected. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The passing down role is where we said the value lives, and the first real game action produced its evidence from precisely that role. Next week, how many passing down snaps Sampson gets against Buffalo, and how Judkins' workload ramps as the lead back gets back to full speed. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.